真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
现在是请Dr. Foster 讲到，今晚我们好欢迎请到中华基督教会合一堂香港堂的主任牧师郑以心牧师。Now we invite Dr. Foster to give us the talk. Interpreter will be Reverend Chen. Thank you.
Now when we come to prayer, we are dealing with massive questions.
其实当我去到这个祈祷的课题，我们有很多很多的问题出现。
There are huge philosophical questions.
有很多很伟大的是这个哲理性的问题。
How can a finite soul come into contact with the infinite spirit of the universe?
有没有可能一个有限的灵魂能够从一个无限的上帝能够沟通？
Is prayer merely psychological manipulation, or is it contact with the infinite personal God?
究竟祈祷是我们内心里面、心理上面那种的作用，因为我们真的跟这个永恒无在、永恒这个无尽的上帝的沟通？
And there are many.Many questions like that.
我们有很多很多类似的问题。
And then there's the whole area of contemplative prayer.
很多时候我们在这个里面也都考虑到很多所谓默观的祈祷。
Of meditation or meditatio.
或者我们在一个所谓的默想性的祈祷那种的做法。
Learning to sink down into the light of Jesus Christ until we can become comfortable in that posture.
让我们学习去沉静在这个主的那个光里面，让我觉得很舒服的那个过程。
Hearing God's voice in His wondrous, terrible, loving, all-embracing silence.
我们在这个安静里面去听到神那个奇妙的、可畏的那个声音。
John Nicholas Grew prayed, O Divine Master, teach me this mute language which says so much.
有一位的人士叫 Cruz， 他说：主啊，我这位的伟大的主，请你求你教我去听得明这些特别的言语。
And many, many questions and issues like that.
很多不同的问题、不同的要讨论的事情都涌现出来。
But tonight, I want to narrow the field way down.
或者今晚我想将这么阔的范围去缩窄它。
And I want to speak to you very simply, but I hope in a way that can be helpful.
我希望同大家讲好简单嘅信息，但希望成为大家嘅帮助。
I want to take up the issue of intercessory prayer or the prayer of faith.
喺呢边，我今日同大家讨论嘅系嗰个代求嘅问题，或者系信心嘅祈祷嘅问题。
That is those times when we want to take up particular individuals or situations or circumstances and intercede before God on behalf of those individuals.Or situations or circumstances.
好多时候，我哋特别想为某一个人或者一个处境、一个情况，我哋希望为佢代求，将佢带到神嘅面前呢种嘅祷告。
And I have a specific reason for wanting to talk about that tonight.
我有特别原因今晚想讲呢样嘢。
And it is very simply that people desperately need the kind of help that we can give them.
原因就好简单，有好多嘅周围嘅人同埋事，正系需要呢一种嘅祈祷。
People are dying.
很多人他们是好像瞎了眼盲一样。
Families are being shattered.
很多家庭被来到打破。
And we can make a difference.
我们能够在当中里面带来改变。
If we will learn to pray for them.
如果我们能够学习怎么去为他们祈祷。
And so that's what I want to talk about tonight, how to pray for other people.
所以今天我想跟大家讲的就是我们怎么去为其他人去祈祷。
And Lord Jesus, help us to do this.
我们的主，我们在这个时候求你亲自的祝佑我们。
Help us to be attentive to your spirit.
我们求主真的帮助我们能够对你的圣灵有敏锐的心。
Help us to know how we can help others.
我们求你帮助我们明白怎么去帮助别人。
And may we be able to do it with humility of heart.
我们求你真的帮助我们能够明白怎么去做。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If we love people, we will desire for them far more than it is within our power to give them.
如果我真係愛一個人嘅時候，我哋希望佢所得到嘅嘢，往往係可能係超過我哋能力所能夠為佢做嘅事情。
And that will lead us to prayer.
而呢一樣嘢就會引導我哋為佢哋祈禱。
And so I want to talk then about how to pray for other people.
所以今日同大家講嘅就係點樣去為別人去祈禱。
And I think it would be helpful if we begin by listening to just a few of the many statements of Jesus about the prayer of intercession.
或者喺我哋開始嘅時候，我聽下耶穌基督佢講咗幾句係關於呢個代禱嘅説話。
And I share these words with you, not as a way of proof texting anything, but just so that we can put our minds on all those things that are pure and lovely and just and full of good report.
喺里面，我唔系想用呢个经文成为嗰个根据去逼大家做呢样嘢。我只系想大家去注意耶稣佢做紧啲乜嘢，以致我哋可以去为人去祈祷。
Listen now to some of Jesus' words.
或者听下耶稣基督一句说话咁讲。
If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move hence to yonder place," and it shall be moved, and nothing shall be impossible to you.
佢话如果你嘅信心好似芥菜咁咁细就，你可以叫呢个山嚟到移开，冇嘢系唔可能嘅。
Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
然后耶稣话，你凡喺地上面奉我名所捆绑嘅，喺天上面都被捆绑。
And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
然后喺地上面所释放嘅，喺天上面都被释放。
Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven.
里面就话，凡系两三个人奉佢嘅名去祈祷嘅时候，我哋嘅父佢会成就我哋所求嘅事。
Ask and continue to ask and it will be given to you.
我哋不断嘅去求，我哋求嘅时候，主就会应允我哋嘅所求。
Seek and continue to seek, and you will find.
当我哋去寻找，继续寻找嘅时候，我哋会揾到。
Knock and continue to knock, and the door will be opened to you.
我哋继续不断嘅敲门嘅时候，门为我哋打开。
For everybody who continually asks, receives.
每一个人佢喺里面去继续求嘅时候，佢继续得到。
And those who continually seek, find.
喺里面，佢每一个人去揾嘅时候，佢揾到。
And to those who continually knock, the door is open to them.
嗰啲去敲门嘅人，佢哋睇见个门开。
Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, He will do it for you in my name.
然后耶稣基督话：我实实在在话俾你听，你奉我名去求嘅时候，天父为你成就嘅事情。
Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name.
喺里面就系你奉我嘅名去求。
Ask that you might receive.
当你去求嘅时候，你得着。
That your joy.Might be full. And now that all-inclusive condition for answered prayer.
呢一度里面讲到嗰个应祷告蒙应允嘅条件喺边度
？Jesus says to us these words.
耶稣同我哋讲呢说话。
If you abide in me,
如果你喺我嘅里面
，If you abide in me,
耶稣话如果你喺我里面
，If you abide in me,
如果你喺我里面。
And my words abide in you.
我嘅说话喺你嘅里面。
Then you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done for you.
然后你去求嘅时候，天父为你成就。
Now, how many of us can believe that we have a few things to learn about prayer?
我哋唔知有边几多人觉得我哋需要喺祈祷上面学一啲嘢。
I mean, when you hear words like that, it just blows us out the window, doesn't it?
当我听嘅时候，好似呢一个嘅对我哋冲击好大一样。
We have some things to learn.
原来我呢样嘢要学嘅，关于祈祷。
I have some things to learn.
我有啲关于祈祷嘅事情要学嘅。
We are just beginners in the life of the Spirit.
其实我哋喺一个嘅属灵嘅生命里面，我哋只系一个初阶嘅人。
And what I want to do tonight is just share with you a few of the things that I've learned.
我今日同大家想分享就系我个人所学咗啲嘢。
Not as some great law, but just as some suggestions about learning to pray for people.
喺里面我唔系同大家讲啲好伟大嘅理论或者定律，我只系想同大家讲嘅就系我哋点样学习去为别人祈祷。
And so I want to just give you some ideas, so that maybe they can be helpful to you.
我只系希望同大家分享啲嘅思想或者对大家有帮助嘅思想。
P.T. Forsyth said, "Prayer is to religion what original research is to science."
喺里面佢话原来呢一个嘅有个人佢讲到就系佢话祈祷就系嗰个宗教。而唔係一種我哋去研究嗰種嘅科學。
When I heard those words, I said to myself, I want to do original research in the life of the Spirit.
喺裏面佢話：我希望做一個好原本嘅一個真實喺神面前靈裏面嗰種嘅研究係祈禱。
Now all of this came to me when I was pastoring a little tiny church.
當呢樣嘢發生喺我身上面嘅時候，我係做一個好較為細嘅羣體嘅一個牧養工作。
You could put that whole church up here in this choir loft.
其实那个教会很小的，在上面够坐晒的。
I think half the congregation had the gift of discouragement.
在里面，如果这样的时候，我看见这么小的那个会众，我们会很失望的，不定。
But we were learning about God.
但我在那个群体里面，我学着认识神。
And there was a small group of people that were hungry for God.
在里面有一个很小的群体，那个信徒的群体，他们渴慕神。
They had a heart of devotion.
他们里面有一种渴慕神的心。
And I, for the first 3 months, gave them everything I'd learned in seminary.
头嗰三个月我牧养嘅时候，我将我喺神学院所学嘅冚唪讲晒俾佢听。
And it didn't do them any good.
对佢哋冇乜帮助。
And I figured I've got a few things to learn.
然后我只系明白我要学一啲嘢。
And so I went back just like a little child to learn how to pray.
然后我翻转头去翻神嘅面前，我开始学点样去祈祷。
How does God work with a person, and how can we bring His life to another person?
于是我就谂啦，究竟神喺个人嘅生命里面点样工作，又点样将呢个人带到另外一个人嘅生命里面
？And I have to take little tiny steps.
我在里面很小很小步地学习。
In fact, I sometimes would go and be around children to learn how to pray.
有时我要去同埋啲细路仔一齐，我学点样去祈祷。
Because often little children are very aware of the life of the Spirit.
发现就好多小朋友佢哋好容易就感受到，知道喺灵里面嘅生命系点样。
And so now I'm going to share with you a few suggestions that I've learned as I've tried to pray for others.
喺里面，当我去学习上帝为人祈祷嘅时候，我学到嘅，我几样嘢同大家分享。
But just before I mention that, I do want to just warn you about getting too serious with all of this.
喺里面，当我去分享嘅时候，大家唔好对呢样太严肃去睇呢样嘢。
Meister Eckhart said, "The soul will bring forth person if God laughs into her and she laughs back into God."
呢一个嘅灵里面能够同神去相遇，就系当人能够向神去笑，而上帝又向佢笑嘅时候，呢个就系嗰个真正嘅相遇。
So we want to hold all of these things lightly.
我哋希望系用呢个咁样去睇呢啲事情。
It's the kind of occupational hazard of religious people to become stuffy bores.
喺里面我哋发觉喺呢个所谓强调宗教嘅情况，有时我哋对嗰件事太过分嘅严肃，我哋睇呢样嘢。
You know, they get so serious.
好多人好严肃咁样去睇祈祷。
They grit their teeth.
佢哋咬牙切齿祈祷。
And you don't like to be around them.
你唔好怕走埋佢身边。
Because they can't even open their mouth. It's hard to hear them talk.
他打不开个口讲嘢。
I remember, this is just in brackets, in parentheses.
这个是括号，就是说呢，其实是将这件事夸张了一点。
I remember one time when I was out on the beach, you know, in Oregon.
有一次我有机会去到个海滩嘅地方
，and I wasn't even trying to be religious. I was just walking along on the beach.
当时我喺嗰度唔系好谂到宗教嘅事情，我只系喺个海滩行下。
And I was completely alone. There was nobody else except seagulls around.
喺里面周围都冇人，除咗海鸥之外。
And anyway, I had a very special experience of the presence of God.
但系嗰个时候，我好强烈感受到神嘅临在。
And I decided I wanted to ask God some questions.
于是我开始就谂下，我问下神一啲问题。
And so I started, you know, getting very serious.
我开始嘅时候都系好严肃，谂下从边度开始问咧。
And I had the distinct impression that God laughed.
于是当我好严肃嘅时候，我发觉感受到上帝好似离开咗我。
And it was like God was saying, "Oh, knock it off, and just try to enjoy life a little." Bit.
好似上帝话俾我听，唔使咁严肃嘅，即系我哋一齐享受下生命。
And you see that set me free。
喺面嗰种嘅感受系好自由嘅，被接受嘅感受。
So that I could relax a little。
哦，原来我喺上帝面前可以好放松咁样嘅。
So I just want to encourage you that we don't need to always be, you know, sourpusses about this work。
喺呢面上，我发觉即系我哋唔需要有时睇祈祷呢样嘢过分嘅严谨。
In fact, joy is one of the hallmarks of a life of prayer.
原来喺祈祷嘅生活里面，一个最明显嘅标志就系喜乐。
It's fun to be around God.
能够同神一齐系好开心、好有趣嘅事。
So now, the first suggestion that I want to give you is this.
所以而家第一个俾大家嘅提议系咁样。
We need to learn a life of listening to God.
第一样嘢，我哋要学识点样去听神嘅说话。
François Fenelon says this.
喺里面一个人，佢叫Fenelon 嘅人，佢咁讲
：Be silent and listen to God。
佢话你要学习安静去聆听上帝。
Let your heart be in such a state of preparation that His Spirit may impress upon you such virtues as will please Him。
喺里面就系我哋要让我哋嘅心能够平静落嚟，以致圣灵能够喺我哋心里面去工作，让我哋去到因为神嘅嗰种嘅美善而喜乐。
Let all within you listen to God。
让你一切内在里面都系聆听上主嘅声音。
This silence of all outward and earthly affection and of human thoughts within us is essential if we are to hear His voice。
如果我哋要真正听得到上帝嘅声音。我哋里面嗰种人为嘅思想，世上面嗰种嘅感受，甚至外在环境一切嘅嘈杂，要静止落嚟。
So we're learning to take up a life of listening。
所以我要学习一个聆听上主嘅生命。
Søren Kierkegaard said this: A man prayed, and at first he thought the prayer was talking, but he became more and more quiet until, in the end, he realized that prayer was listening。
呢一个嘅其他嗰一位嘅哲学家咁讲，佢话一个人当佢开始去学祈祷嘅时候，佢以为祈祷系讲嘢，但当佢慢慢能够明白呢样嘢时咧，佢会静落嚟，然后佢发现最后佢喺度听紧神讲嘢。
See, many times we just love to talk。
有阵时我好中意讲嘢，我哋。
We just like to hear the sound of our voice。
我哋中意听翻我哋自己嘅声音。
And we think we're going to impress God that way。
于是我哋以为我哋咁样好令到神好印象好深。
Juliana of Norwich has a wonderful quotation. Listen to her.
一个嘅 Juliana of Norwich 呢个人，佢有一个咁样嘅分享。
It was in her wonderful book called Showings.
喺里面佢有一本书叫做彰显。
In which God gave her 16 revelations about himself and her life.
喺里面呢个人佢睇到上帝俾佢有16个嘅启示，系关于帮助佢认识佢上帝自己嘅。
And in this book, she records these words as if they are spoken from God.
喺面帮佢去到写呢本书嘅时候，好似系从神领受里面一样，佢写落嚟。
And God says to her, "I am the ground of your beseeching."
喺里面佢话呢个嘅人就领受就话，上帝同佢讲佢话，我就系你嗰个祈求嘅基础。
First, it is my will that you shall have it.
第一样嘢就系因为我想你得到嗰样嘢。
And after I make you to will it,
第二样嘢系我令到你想去求嗰样嘢。
And after I make you to beseech it.
然后我就令到你晓得去求嗰样嘢。
And you beseech it.
然后你就开始求嗰样嘢。
Well then, how should it then be that you should not have your beseeching?
那问题就是，如果当我问咧我做嘅时候，你冇可能唔去求嘅。
Now that went right by you, didn't it? You know why I know?
喺里面，大家好似唔系好跟得到，究竟系点解咧？
I had to read this thing 12 times before I understood it.
我要读呢句说话读12次，我先明佢讲乜嘢。
Foster translation.
呢一个系港元嗰个翻译。
God speaking to you.
喺原来上帝对我哋讲嘢嘅时候。
I'm the one that wants you to have it in the first place.
原来上帝话我就系第一个令到你想去求嗰样嘢。
First, I plant the idea in your heart.
系上帝话系我将呢个意念摆喺你嘅心中。
And then I give you the desire for it.
然后我俾你嗰种嘅渴慕追求嘅心。
And then I give you the power or the ability to ask.
然后我俾你嗰种嘅寻求讨求嘅能力。
And you ask.
然后你开始去求。
Well,then how's it possible that you wouldn't receive what you're asking?
问题就如果我哋咁样去祈祷嘅时候，我哋点可能得到神要我哋得到嘅嘢？
Do you get the idea?
大家明唔明啊？
It's like our prayer is a reflex action to God's initiation upon the heart.
你明唔明？我哋嘅求啊，好似我哋一个嗰个自然嘅反应，帮神喺度喺我当中工作嘅时候，我哋去求呢就系祈祷。
We're listening to God.
我哋去聆听神嘅声音。
And seeking to bring forth what He desires upon the earth.
然后我哋去寻求神想我哋得到嘅嘢。
That's the idea of listening.
呢一个就系所谓我哋讲嘅聆听嗰样嘢。
Now obviously I'm talking about a kind of perpetual listening all of the time.
喺里面当我哋讲嘅时候，呢一个嘅聆听系一种嘅我哋特别所讲嘅嘢。
But also there are specific times of listening to God.
但有阵时我哋喺啲特殊嘅时间，我哋要去听神讲同我哋讲说话。
And perhaps.You want to be doing that right now while I'm speaking.
或者大家喺呢个场地里面听紧我讲嘢，你都可以去尝试听神讲嘅说话。
To see if there isn't some little concern or some situation or some person that God wants to surface to your conscious mind that you should be praying for.
或者神喺呢个时候喺呢个意识嘅里个环嗰个领域里面，俾你意识到有啲嘅人、有啲嘅事、有啲嘅环境，你需要为呢样嘢祈祷。
I mean, we're supposed to do a miracle or two a week anyway.
里面我们很难在一个星期里面有什么很特别的事情发生。
So this is the way to get started.
或者这个是一个开始的时间。
And then maybe when we gather some of us next Sunday night, we can report in a little bit what we're learning.
或者我们经过一个礼拜之后学习之后，我们见面讲一下我们学到了什么。
See, that's the idea.
这个就是那个观念。
But I want to give you now a little caution as you're listening to God.
但我提醒你一样，当你系听上帝声音嘅时候，你要注意啲事情。
And it is that we should pay attention to the simple thing, the small thing.
我哋喺听嘅时候，我哋要注意啲好简单嘅，好似好微细嘅事情。
See, we think that God would only speak to us about great things.
有时我以为上帝同我哋讲嘅系咪都系好伟大嘅嘢
？But I find very often that God is much more concerned about the tiny issues in our life.
但好多时候，上帝所关心我哋生活里面嘅微细嘅事情，系我哋想唔到。
There is a progression in the spiritual life。
喺属灵嘅生命里面，系一个慢慢嘅渐进嘅过程。
You do not take an occasional jogger and put them in a marathon race。
你好少拣一个咧，佢攞得攞跑嘅人走去跑马拉松。
And we don't do that in the spiritual life either。
喺属灵生命里面都唔系咁样。
Let me tell you the first time I learned about this principle of progression。
或者喺里面，当我第一次学识呢一个所谓属灵嘅渐进嗰个经历嘅时候，系点样
？Oh, I was so intense.In those early days, you wouldn't have liked me a bit.
喺嗰个早期嘅时候，我好紧张，或者我好严肃睇呢样嘢。
And I decided one time that I was going to go into a little room and I was going to fast and pray for 3 days.
以前我决定嘅，我进一间细嘅房间里面，我就禁食祷告三日。
And I did.
结果我做咗。
And now I was particularly concerned to pray for 2 people.
喺嗰个嘅禁食嘅期间里面，我特别为两个人祈祷。
One was an older woman who was terribly crippled up with arthritis.
喺里面就系一个嘅，我系为一个年老嘅姊妹祈祷，佢身体上面有一种嘅疾病。
The other was a young man who was in hospital and was dying of cancer.
第二个系一个年轻人，佢喺医院里面差唔多死，因为患咗癌症嘅缘故。
Now these were both physical things. That's just the way it was in my case.
喺里面就呢一个系一个肉身上面嘅事情，我就系咁样去祈祷。
And I wanted to pray that they might get well.
我就为佢哋祈祷，希望佢能够痊愈。
Now God did many wonderful things for me.In that 3-day experience,
喺嗰三日嘅经历里面，神俾我好特别嘅经历。
But the woman who was crippled with arthritis continued to be crippled with arthritis.
嗱，嗰个老嘅姊妹，佢嘅身体嘅残缺，佢仍然系我祈祷之后冇改变。
And the man who was dying of cancer died.
而嗰个患癌症嘅病人死咗。
Now I know that I could have interpreted all spiritually.
当然我知道我可以用一个属灵嘅角度好多嘅解释。
And I did pray for their spirit and their soul, and the young man became a Christian before he died.
我系都为呢一个嘅人去祈祷，特别嗰个青年要死嗰个青年人嘅灵魂去祈祷，结果佢喺死之前佢成为基督徒。
But I really wanted them to be well.
但我心里面渴望见到佢能够好翻。
And it didn't work.
但佢唔成功，佢好似神冇听祈祷。
Did you hear me? It didn't work.
但我嘅祈祷系冇效。
But by that time.I had learned that it's helpful to listen.
喺嗰个咁嘅处境里面，我开始学识去听神嘅说话。
And so I said, God, maybe you have something to teach me out of this.
以前我对神讲，或者你喺呢件事上面，你要对我有啲特别嘅功课要教导我。
And so I'll try to live the next days in a kind of listening mode, attentive mode.
以前我喺第日嘅开始生活，我就有一种好留意神。要讲咩说话咁样嘅状态去生活。
And if you have anything that you want to teach me about this, I'd be delighted to receive it.
我对神讲话，如果喺任何嘅场合里面，你想教我啲嘢，我预备好去聆听。
It doesn't have to be that way.
喺里面唔一定系要咁样嘅。
There are some things that I assume that I'm going to have to wait for heaven to understand.
我开始察觉到有啲嘢我唔明，或者直到我将来喺天上面见主，我先明。
But anyway, I was trying to listen to God.
以前我对神讲，我话我预备好去聆听。
And after a few days, I was in the home of a very dear friend of mine.
喺里面经过三日之后，我就去一个我好朋友屋企里面。
He's a brilliant philosopher and teaches at a large university.
佢一间好大嘅大学里面一个嘅哲学家，一个嘅教授。
He's also a great man of prayer.
佢亦都一个好识祈祷嘅人。
And he was inviting me to go to a church to hear a little old lady talk about prayer.
佢请我去一间嘅教会里面听一个年老嘅姊妹讲下关于祈祷嘅课题。
Now I'd read a little bit of some of the things she'd written, and I wasn't too sure about her.
我虽然睇过佢少少嘅著作，但我唔系好肯定呢个姊妹嘅情况。
And I was hemming and hawing and trying to think of a way to get out of this.
我谂办法，即系好勉强，有冇办法唔去咧咁。
And my friend just nailed me to the wall.
但我嘅老友咧就捉住我一定要去。
He said, Foster, The only difference between you and me and this woman is that when she prays, things happen.
他说我和你和这个姊妹的分别就是这个姊妹祈祷越好变。
Okay, I'll go.
于是心服口服去。
So I went.
于是去参加聚会。
It was a big church.
很大间的教会。
I went way up in the balcony, clear back right there.
他走在我们讲完坐在最后的地方。
I went up there to hide.
最后躲起来。
I didn't want anybody to know I was there.
我希望没人知道我在那里。
And here was this little old lady talking.
有一个好年长的姊妹在讲嘢。
And I was just kind of listening to it.
于是我勉强去听佢讲嘢。
And I said to myself, I know more about speaking than she does.
哇，我讲嘢可能即系比佢更好啊。
She is going to teach me.
佢要教我。
And she was talking along in a very simple way.
于是佢喺一种好简单嘅方式里面喺度分享。
And she said this. She said, "Now, this is kind of the way she talks."
佢当时咁啊，而家。
Now, when you are first beginning to pray, do not start with the most difficult cases.
佢当你开始学祈祷嘅时候，唔好从啲最难嘅开始。
Like cancer and arthritis.
第二样嘢就系嗰个癌病嗰种伤残嘅病。
I could have fallen off the pew.
差唔多喺个位上面跌落嚟。
She said, "Begin more simply."
佢话你要学识祈祷系从最简单开始。
Start to pray for headaches and earaches.
啊，为咗头痛啊、耳痛嘅祈祷。
You know, things you'd normally never think about praying about.
或者啲嘢你觉得唔使祈祷，你为呢样嘢祈祷。
Oh, a light went on.
啊，突然间我好似睇见亮光。
Of course, I know this principle in every other area, but I hadn't applied it to the spiritual life.
喺我生活嘅各部分，我明白呢个原则，但系竟然喺祈祷，我唔识呢样嘢。
We learn by progression.
我哋学习喺六零嘅祈祷里面系逐步嘅前进。
You know, we get our Bibles and we read that the disciples were in the upper room for 10 days, and then the Holy Spirit fell.
话我哋睇圣经嘅时候，发现门徒走上去嗰个嘅楼房祈祷十日之后，圣灵降临。
And we say, "Quick, everybody, get in the church!"
哇！于是我哋大家走嚟教会里面
，lock the doors,
锁埋个门。
We're gonna pray.
祈祷十日十夜。
Now, after about a half an hour of doing that.
经过半个钟头咁样祈祷之后
，It is such a discouraging experience that we never want to pray again。
以前好多人好失望，唔想再祈祷。
You have any idea how I know about that？
你知唔知我点经历呢样嘢，明白呢样嘢
？We start small。
我哋从小嘅事开始。
There was a little 10-year-old boy in a teaching session, sort of like this once.
有啲咁样嘅，好似而家咁样嘅讲座，一个十岁咁上下嘅细路仔。
And he decided that his prayer project was to pray for dogs.
喺里面，佢决定佢嗰个嘅祈祷嘅计划就系为到嗰啲多士祈祷。
And the reason was because he had a paper route. He'd ride on his bicycle and deliver papers.
哦，佢系负责做送嗰啲嘅即系报纸嘅。
And these dogs would come out barking and growling and snarling at him。
哦，佢为嗰啲狗，其实因为佢派报纸就好多狗，佢啲狗咧就吠佢啊等等。
And he wanted to pray that the peace of Christ would come into those dogs。
我哋佢嘅祈祷就系神将嗰个平安摆嗰啲狗里面。
And the next day he was out on his bicycle。
第二日佢开始又去送报纸啦。
And this one big German shepherd that always scared him came out barking and growling.
有一隻大嘅牧羊狗，德國嗰啲牧羊狗咧走出嚟吠佢。
And I don't know where he got the idea, but he spoke to the dog.
佢唔知點解，佢突然間佢諗到一樣嘢，就同只狗講説話。
And he said this to the dog.
佢對只狗咁講
：God loves you and God loves me.
神愛你，神又愛我。
And I love you and I hope you'll love me real soon.
我希望我愛你，我希望你都愛我。
And do you know what happened?
知唔知发生咩事
？That dog stopped barking.
佢只狗唔再吠啦。
Wagged its tail.
然后喐下条尾啊。
And they became great friends.
然后成为好朋友。
Isn't that wonderful?
系咪好奇妙咧
？You ever prayed for dogs?
有冇为过狗祈祷啊
？It's great fun.
好开心嘅事。
Doesn't always work, but it's fun.
你唔识佢有几言语，但系好开心嘅事。
You see, we begin small.
我哋从小嘅事开始。
One of the great scientists in America was a black man named George.Washington Carver.
喺里面有一个嘅黑人嘅一个科学家，佢叫做 George Washington
Carver. Yeah.
Carver.
And he often prayed.
佢时都祈祷嘅。
And he called God Mr. Creator.
佢称上帝系一个奥秘嘅创造者。
And one night he went out into the woods and he asked this.
一日佢去到嗰个树林里面，佢咁样嘅祈求。
He said, "Mr. Creator, why did you make the universe?"
佢问一个嘅奥秘嘅创造者，点解你要做呢个宇宙呢？
And he listened, and this is what he heard.
然后当佢听嘅时候，佢听到啲嘢。
Little man, that question is too big for you.
然后嗰个话呢个微小人呢个问题对你嚟讲太过深奥啦。
Try another.
你试下第二个。
So the next night he went out and he asked this.
第二晚呢个人又去到嗰个树林又咁样问。
Mr. Creator, why did you make human beings?
问你这个奇妙的创造者，为什么要做人类呢？
And this is what he heard.
然后他又听到了。
Little man, that question is still too big for you. Try another.
然后那个主就回答他说，这个问题仍然对你来说太过深奥了。
So the next night he went out into the woods and he asked this.
然后第三晚他又去这样问。
Mr. Creator, why did you make the peanut?
在这边创造主，为什么你要做了花生呢？
And this is what he heard.
他又讲得听到了。
Little man, that question is just your size.
嗱，呢一个问题就系啱你噶啦。
If you listen, I'll teach you.
当你肯听嘅时候，我教你。
And George Washington Carver, as a scientist, invented some 300 ways to use the peanut.
然后呢一个科学家就发现咗300种嘅途径系点样用花生。
So when you sit down to dinner and eat a peanut,
当你坐低食花生嘅时候。
It's because somebody listened to God.
因为有人开始懂得听神的声音。
We begin small.
我们从小开始。
Now, you see, some little idea, some concern may come into your mind. Pay attention to it.
当一些很微细的观念或者一些意念进入你的脑海里的时候，你要留意这件事。
It may be God speaking.
或者神用这个途径对你讲的说话。
Now I want to turn to my second suggestion.
然后我们跟大家讲第二个提议。
The first is that we listen.
第一个是我们听神的声音。
And the second is that we ask.
第二样东西我们学习去求。
A clear, definite, straightforward declaration of what is to be.
里面就是一个很直接、很简单，但是很清晰，告诉神听你想要什么。
James says, you do not have because you do not ask.
这个的雅各之徒说你得不到因为你没求。
You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions.
你求也得不到因为你妄求是用在你自己的情欲上面。
That is, you didn't listen.
因为你没留心听。
But as we're listening and we come to assurance.
当我们听的时候我们内心慢慢会肯定。
Assurance.To the extent that finite human beings can have assurance.
然后就是一个有限的人能够去察觉而又肯定那种的肯定。
And we're going to get it wrong sometimes.
有时我们会搞错的。
The only person who's never missed a leading is the person who's never followed one.
里面就是说这个未曾做的人他才会不会犯错。
I want to give you permission to get it wrong sometimes.
所以我都会容许大家有时会在这个过程有些错误都不定。
Because if you have a teachable heart, God will instruct you.
我相信，如果我们有一个受教的心，上帝会慢慢指引我们。
What's worse than getting it wrong is not trying.
最大更比这件事犯错更加论尽的情况就是我们不去试。
So we come to a situation and we ask.
我们去到一个处境里面，我们学习去问。
Now let me tell you a little story about that.
我又开始讲故事了。
I was speaking one time on tragedy.
有一次我是讲一个专题，讲到呢一个嘅悲剧嘅事情。
And this was many years ago.
好多年以前。
And after I finished speaking, and I was visiting with people, a visitor came up to me.
当我讲完之后，好多在座嘅人都前面嚟。
He was a kind of a hard-looking person.
系一个咧望落去好似唔系几友善嘅情况。
But he had tears in his eyes.
但系佢眼里面有泪光。
And he said to me, "I'd like to talk with you."
他说我希望跟你有些事说。
And I said I'd be delighted, and I set up an appointment to meet with him on a Thursday night.
于是我就跟他约了时间，在星期四的时候就晚上见面。
So I went to meet him, but I was very rigid in those days.
当时我是很严谨、很严肃的时候。
I had a whole system I wanted to lay on him to make sure he was a Christian.
在里面我有很大套的系统想加在身上面，帮助他成为基督徒。
But when I got into the home, I couldn't get a word in.
但是当我去到的时候，我好像做不到一样东西。
This man just began to pour his heart out to me.
然后这个人当我见到我面的时候，他将他心里面的一切都向我来倾诉。
And he told me how that for 26 years he had had a kind of depression over his life.
喺里面佢讲到佢过去26年里面，佢经历嗰种嘅忧郁，嗰种嘅低沉。
A very deep sadness.
一种好沉重嘅忧伤。
He would wake up in the middle of the night screaming and in a cold sweat.
喺里面有时半夜扎醒嘅时候，佢会大声嗌，成身飙冷汗。
And he told me how that 26 years earlier, which at that time would have been in the Second World War.
佢讲俾我听，佢喺嗰个时候，26年前，刚好系呢一个嘅第二次大战嘅时候。
He had been in Italy in charge of 33 men。
喺佢当时系被委派去到呢个意大利地方里面，带住32个嘅同僚。
And they'd gone on a military mission。
以住佢一个军事嘅任务要去做。
But they got pinned down by the enemy。
但就俾人哋围住，俾敌方围住。
And he prayed desperately that God would get them out of that problem。
以住佢好恳切祈祷嘅神啊，求你救我哋脱离呢个处境。
And it was not to be。
但系唔系咁样。
He sent his men out 2 by 2 and watched them get killed.
佢睇住佢派两个咁样走出嚟嘅时候，但系逐个被打死。
Until finally, in the early hours of the morning, he was able to escape with 6 men.
但系直到一个嘅差唔多天蒙光嘅时候，佢能够走出嚟，带埋6个人一齐走。
4 of them were seriously wounded.
有4个严重受伤。
All he had was a little flesh wound.
佢有自己有少少嘅受伤。
He told me he'd become an atheist from that experience.
从嗰次嘅经历开始，佢话我从嚟成为一个无神主义者。
I could tell he was mad at God.
我睇见佢对神系一种嘅愤怒里面。
And he was also full of guilt.
系，但佢心里亦都好多嘅罪疚。
And hurt and bitterness.
好多嘅伤害，好多嘅苦毒喺里面。
Well, I listened to his story, and then I said to him.
当我听完佢所讲嘅故事之后。
Don't you know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can come in and heal that broken memory and hurt?
我就同你讲，你知唔知耶稣基督能够进入你嘅心里面，去帮助你呢个受伤嘅心、受创伤嘅心，能够得到医治呢？
He said he did not know that.
佢话我唔知呢件事。
Think of it now, 26 years.
你谂下26年咁长嘅经历。
And nobody had dared to ask.
冇人敢去问呢个问题。
I sat over in the little couch beside him.
我同佢坐埋一边。
I was scared to death.
当时我真系好惊。
I'd never done this before.
因为我未试过做呢样嘢。
I placed my hand on his shoulder like this.
以前我将我手摆喺佢个膊头嗰度。
That was my shy way of laying on of hands.
喺里面，我其实我唔系几敢即系按手喺人哋嘅祈祷。
And I prayed a childlike little prayer.
喺里面我发觉就系最好就系唔系咁样祈祷。
I didn't know how else to do it。
我都唔系好知点样去做呢样嘢。
I just asked that Jesus would go back those 26 years and walk with him through that day。
我求主耶稣同埋呢个人行翻以前呢26年所行过嘅路。
That's good theology, isn't it? Jesus who lives in the eternal now。
我哋咧都系一个好嘅神学，因为咧我哋嘅主而家系活喺永恒嘅里面。
And that Jesus would let him know that he loved him and that he cared。
里面就系我哋睇见我嘅主话俾我听，佢爱我哋，佢关心我哋。
And that he would draw out all of that hurt and all of that bitterness and all of that guilt。
我哋嘅主能够将我哋里面嗰种嘅伤害、嗰种嘅苦毒、嗰种嘅创伤完全拎出嚟嘅。
And that Jesus would set him free。
然后呢个耶稣基督让我哋去经历嗰种自由释放。
And then I don't know, I just thought of it。
我当时其实我就系谂到呢样嘢。
I said, Lord, I'd so appreciate it if one of the evidences that you're doing this is that he'll be able to sleep all night long.
然后我话主啊，如果能够真系让我经俾你俾我能够感受到你已经做紧呢样嘢，你不如赐俾佢能够睡眠啦。
Amen.
然后就祈祷阿门。
Then we visited back and forth a little bit.
然后我哋彼此有啲嘅联络一段嘅时间。
And after about a half an hour, he turned to his wife.
哦，喺里面有啲嘅大家一齐嘅去分享，然后咧最后半个小时之后咧就同佢个太太讲。
And he said, I feel good, honey.
然后佢话俾太太听，佢话咧我觉得好多。
I haven't said that for 26 years, have I?
我好似26年都未讲过咁嘅说话。
And she said, No, you haven't.
然后佢太太话26年都未讲过类似嘅说话。
And I thought, oh, that's funny.
于是佢觉得唔错啊。
But I didn't say anything.
但系唔敢讲吓。
That was on a Thursday night.
然后嗰个系星期四晚。
Sunday, he was in church.
喺星期日就我喺教会见到佢。
The second time in 26 years he'd been in a church building.
第26年嚟第二次去到教会里面。
He was 3 feet off the ground.
喺里面佢喺个会众当中。
He walked down the aisle and got a hold of me and lifted me up in the air.
喺里面佢喺入面行入嚟嘅时候，佢抱起我。
He said, "I have slept all night long for 3 nights straight."
我感谢神，我连续三晚由夜晚瞓到朝头早。
And every morning I'd wake up with a hymn on my mind.
然后每一次我起身嘅时候，我起身就系有首诗歌同我一齐。
Isn't that wonderful?
系咪好奇妙
？But I thought to myself, God, what are you doing?
于是我里面就问神神，究竟做紧啲乜嘢咧
？I haven't given him my system yet.
我未将我嘅系统俾佢喎，咁。
How could God be working with him without my system?
神可点可以喺佢当中工作，当我都未将我嘅系统传授俾佢
？So I said to him, I want to meet with you.
我意思我再同你倾下。
And so I went to meet with him on the next Thursday night.
于是我下个礼拜先又再去见呢个人。
I had given him a little Gospel of John, you know.
于是我就攞一个约翰福音嘅书准备送俾佢。
And when I got there on Thursday night, I was determined that I was going to make sure that he knew all the things that I thought were important
to him.
But I couldn't get a word in.
但我想我讲唔到嘢。
He had taken that little Gospel of John and he had read through it three times that week.
在那个星期里面，他拿着这一本的约翰福音看了三次。
He had never read that before.
其实他没看过圣经。
And he was teaching me.
然后他教我关于约翰福音的事。
He'd turn to a passage and he'd say, Oh, look at this, and he'd read about it.
啊，咁我见到约翰福音嗰度，佢话啊，你听下呢个圣经讲乜嘢。
And he'd turn over and say, Oh, listen to this story, and he'd read that story.
啊，原来听下呢度，听下呢个圣经里面所记载嘅事迹。
Now this actually happened. I'm not making it up.
啊，当我讲俾你听嘅时候，呢个真事嚟嘅。
He said, Have you ever heard about this thing called being born again?
你有冇听过重生呢样嘢？
I said to myself, God, what have you done?
于是我问神，我话神啊，你做啲咩咧
？This man had come into saving faith.
原来呢个人佢已经喺里面去得到呢个救恩
，without my system.
唔需要我嘅系统，佢能够有嗰个得救嘅信心。
So I said to myself, I'll get his wife.
喺里面呢次我喺里面就系去帮佢太太。
And the beautiful thing is, she became a Christian before I could get to her.
啊，原来佢已经系基督徒，我都唔使做啲咩。
Now that happened many, many years ago.
这个、是很多年前发生的事
and while this man has had the normal ups and downs of ordinary human beings, that old sadness, that old depression has never returned.
我相信这个人他好像一般人一样，有时有起有落，但是以往那种的低沉、那种的忧愁，从来不再出现。
And that happened simply because someone dared to ask.
这件事情发生是有一个人，他够胆去为这件事去问去求。
Simply ask.
就是很简单去求。
You can do that.
你可以做这件事。
No, no, I mean you.
你就是各位。
God can use every one of you in this room.
神可以用我们这个房间里面的每一个人。
I just thought of a story about a student of mine.
我想起一个我的学生。
He was learning just like you are, just like this.
他好像大家一样在学着那个过程。
And he went into the library at the university.
他去到大学那个的图书馆里面。
And he heard two young women talking.
听到两位女士倾紧偈。
They were talking about a class, a gymnastics class they were taking.
喺里面佢哋讲紧嗰个嘅关于戏剧班嘅问题。
And the one young lady was saying that she was afraid she was going to fail the class because she couldn't get over the vaulting horse.
喺里面佢话佢惊有个其中一个女士就话佢惊佢系个失考试会失败，因为佢有啲嘢佢好似处理唔到。
And she'd had some experience as a child that hurt her a little bit, and she was frightened.
因为佢细个时候有啲类似嘅经历，令到佢喺某一啲嘅部分嘅嗰个嘅未必应付到个考试。
And this young man's heart just began to pound.
于是呢个嘅男子嘅心里面就喺度即系喺度。
And finally, he went over.To the two of them and said, "I'm sorry, but I couldn't help but hearing what you said."
于是呢一个嘅弟兄就行埋去，佢话：对唔住，打断你两个讲嘢。
And I think that I could help you.
或者我能够帮到你。
And then he described how that Jesus might be able to help through prayer and asked if he could pray for her.
喺里面佢又讲到耶稣点样可以透过祈祷去帮助佢，于是呢就好唔好为佢祈祷。
And she was glad to have him pray for.
当然呢个人佢系呢个女士希望有人为佢祈祷。
And so he did.
于是他就为他祈祷。
He had never done that ever before.
这个的弟兄从来都没试过这么做。
And he told me about it.
然后他告诉Richard Chang.
And then about 2 months later, he came running up to me.
两个月之后，他走来我的面前。
And he said, She passed the course. She passed.
这个女士是合格了，她完成了那个课程。
You see, he asked.
很简单，就是去求。
He asked. You can ask.
原来这个弟兄的求，你都可以去求。
Do you know why God answers prayer?
你知唔知上帝点解要听我哋嘅祈祷
？It is because His children ask。
因为系佢嘅儿女去求嘢。
So we listen and then we ask。
我哋去聆听，我哋去祈求。
And now I want to give you my third suggestion。
然后第三个嘅提议。
It is that we believe it with the whole personality。
我哋用我哋整个嘅生命，我哋整全嘅彻底去相信呢样嘢。
See, this would be my problem. I'd be praying. I'd say, I believe, I believe, I believe.
呢个系我嘅问题，我成日都好，我信啦，我信啦，我信。
There'd be this little thing inside of me, you liar, you liar, you liar。
但系里面话上帝啊，你系即系嗰个说谎者啊，说谎啊，你唔会噶咁。
I mean, I would believe it, but I wouldn't believe it。
但我话我信啊，其实我唔系好信。
I could believe it with a conscious mind。
可能喺我意识嗰个嘅脑海里面，我信呢样嘢。
I was a very good cerebral Christian。
啊，你明唔明？我系一个嘅呢一方面好好大嘅好嘅基督徒。
Very fine, thank you。
But
there was something deeper in that was rebelling.
但其实心底下里面，我系对神一种嘅抗拒。
And so then, as I went among others to help me, little children and others, I began to see the value of being able to see what could be.
喺面就当我系同啲细路仔一齐嘅时候，我睇见如果能够睇到嗰样嘢可能嘅时候，呢个系一个好重要嘅事情。
To receive from God.Perhaps a little picture of what might be and of what could be.
当我从神里面领受一个图画，将会可能点样发生，系一个好特别嘅恩典。
For me, it was the first step to believing it with the whole personality.
然后呢一个，当我从我里面能够去想象个情况，如果去信，系我开始整个人去信神嘅第一步。
I had an acquaintance who was a teacher of emotionally disturbed children.
我有一个朋友，他在一间学校里面是教那些情绪不是很稳定的小孩的学校。
The kind of situation where a child would crawl up in a fetal position under the desk.
里面有时那个小孩他会走去爬在个台的下面的。
Or when they would go out to the playground, one little girl would get a hold of the fence so tightly that they would hurt her to get her off.
里面他说有些小孩出去玩的时候他会拿着那个铁的地方他又不肯动要很大声拔他下来。
And they would just have to leave her there and...Till a half an hour later, so she'd come into the class. And this man decided that those little children would be his prayer project. And when they would crawl up in a fetal position, he'd reach down and pick them up. This was his way of laying on of hands.
以前在里面他就抱着的时候，他就呢种系佢按手祈祷嘅方法。
And he would be praying inwardly that the peace and love of Jesus would come into them.
以前当佢抱着佢嘅时候，佢就求神嘅平安、神嘅喜乐喺佢临到呢个细路仔身上面。
And all of the time he was going around teaching the other children.
当佢喺地方里面周围行去帮啲细路仔教导细路仔嘅时候
，And pretty soon the child would relax and he'd send the child back to his desk.
当嗰个细路仔开始经历嗰种嘅松懈嘅时候，于是佢又摆翻个细路仔去佢嘅床度。
And this is the way he got them to participate in the prayer project.
于是开始佢就开始用咁嘅方式去实行嗰个祈祷嘅计划。
Have you ever played baseball? You don't play baseball.
有冇试过玩垒球咧
？But you get the idea. And they say, yeah.
佢话我有玩过垒球。
They said, have you ever hit a home run?
你有冇试过一个即系全垒打咧
？And they say no。
佢话未试过。
But I'd like to。
佢话但我好希望咁样得到。
And so he'd tell them to just see themselves hitting a home run and coming around home plate and all of their friends running out and slapping them on the back。
于是佢教啲细路仔，佢话你想象一下，你能够打完一个全垒打之后，你再搵翻嚟好多嘅你嘅朋友翻同你恭贺你。
And that's the way he got them to participate in that little project。
然后开始佢用呢个方法去帮呢啲小朋友开始参与嗰个祈祷。
By the end of that school year, 23 of the 25 children were able to go back to a regular classroom。
经过咗一个学年里面25个同学里面有23个能够翻到正常嘅课堂里面个课室里面上堂。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很奇妙呢?
You can do that.
你可以做这件事。
I can do that.
我可以做这件事。
I had a student who was a big athlete.
我有一个学生，他是一个很健硕的运动员。
And he graduated and was to become a teacher of junior high kids.
他一年愿意，当他毕业的时候，他愿意去教初中。
And he came back to our town at Christmas break.
在一个圣诞节的时候，他回来我们住的地方。
And he said to me, I'm going to quit. Those kids are driving me crazy.
佢我唔教啦，因为嗰啲细路仔令到我差唔多疯狂。
And I thought it was so funny because it was very big.
因为佢好大只，嗰啲好似运动员咁样。
But I said to him, I said, here's what I want you to do.
有一样嘢我想你做嘅。
I just thought of it. I said, I want you to go back to your school, and I want you to go in a half an hour before school begins. And first, I want you just to march around the classroom. And fill the room with the life of God. The walls and the ceiling, the air itself with the light of Jesus. So that when those children come into the classroom, it'll be different. They won't know what it is, but it'll feel like a friendly place. Because it'll be a holy sanctuary to God. Then I said, I want you to stand behind the desks of the most difficult kids. And first I want you just to see them, picture them docile or teachable. I said, I know that's going to be hard, but you try. And then you ask God to help you know what's inside of them, where their hurt is. You know, a situation at home or other things like that. And that will lead you in how to pray for them. Now that was on the Christmas break. He said, I'll try it. He came back at the Easter break. And he says, it works.
他就说,啊,这样的事呢?
It really works.
真的有效.
Now that was about 15 years ago.
那件事已经是15年前发生的事.
And this man is still a teacher.
这个青年人现在仍然是教师.
Of junior high kids.
在这里面是一个中学里面的老师.
Do you see, you can do that.
大家听到你都可以做到这样的.
I can do that.
我们可以做这样的.
We learn to take up prayer by listening, by asking, and by believing.
我们学习去祈祷的是第一样东西,我们去听神的说话,第二样东西,我们求神的事情,第三样东西,我们去信神会做这样的.
And now here's my fourth suggestion.
然后到第四个的提议.
It is that we give thanks for what is to be. It's the gracious thing to do, isn't it? Now, I know that there are some people who teach us to pray this way. They say, God, thank you that it's happened, that it's so, or something like that. Now, I've never quite been able to pray that way. And the reason is simple. There's the person, there's the situation, and I know that it's not so. But I can believe that it will be so. I can believe that it can be so. What am I trying to do? I'm just looking ahead a few days or weeks or months or years. I'm trying to see what can be, what will be. And so I'll just say, thank you, Lord Jesus, that what we've seen or the words that we've spoken is the way it's going to be. Amen.
Amen.
Now, please, we should not say Amen unless we mean Amen. That's a very strong word. That's the way it's going to be. So be it. So, we listen. We ask. We believe. And we give thanks. And then as we undertake this life with God and share with one another what we're learning, God will teach us better and better how to pray. And whatever else, make sure you have fun as you do it. Now I think I'd better stop and have a response by Stephen and then we'll share together.
I 兩年前我曾經接過一個讀者俾我一封信，咁咧嗰封信咧就寫住，即係話啊，好中意睇我嘢，啊咁我好高興啊，中意睇我嘢。咁佢跟住咧就話，我點解咁中意睇你嘢咧？因為你講嘅嘢咧 ，exactly 係我諗嘅嘢。即係換句説話嚟講，其實你寫嘢咧，其實我諗過曬嘅。不過咧，即係你可以寫出嚟，我寫唔到出嚟咁解啊嘛。有時即係聽阿 Foster 咩Dr. Foster 講嘢嘅時候咧，自己都有少咁感覺。咁當然即係。當然咧，即係個分別咧，就係話，即係佢講到，我講唔到，呢個係好大嘅分別。所以我即係我冇即係，與其回應佢講啲咩嘢咧，我不如即係回應佢點樣講嗰啲嘢。我中意佢咁樣，我中意佢係好簡單嘅，係好有彈性嘅，係好 spontaneous 嘅，係好有音樂感嘅。咁我覺得即係呢樣嘢好重要啊，好重要啊！因為只有一個好釋放、好自由嘅心靈咧，佢先至可能幽默嘅。咁一個釋放嘅自由心靈，豈唔係即係我哋所謂嘅 the spirit of Christ， 即係基督嘅心靈咧？所以呢樣嘢，即係我覺得對於基督徒係好重要。即係好似講完頭先話，即係 sometimes we get 即係 a bit too serious， 即係太過嚴重啊！睇啲嘢。我亦都是即系圣经里面话，清心人有福了，因为他哋必得见上帝。嗰时我哋即系要睇嘅，或者即系其实所缺乏嘅系一份清心。讲完系今日同埋琴日所讲嘅，系好多时系讲到一个细路仔同埋爸爸嘅关系，讲到一个即系啱啱信主嘅人点样教一个信主好耐嘅。那个分别喺边咧？系清心，清心人有福了，因为他必见上帝。所以当他昨天只是讲这个就是爸爸和儿子的比喻的时候，就是我自己很开心，因为我自己有个仔四岁。所以他讲的东西我真的完全能够了解能明白。当他讲一个一个画图画不是很漂亮的，但是我觉得不要紧的，那我就即刻记起我的仔的图画，事实上我带了两幅他的图画来。不过呢，他最好的图画就是在他自己间房的白板上面。我睇呢两幅，因为佢呢两幅系连喺门口嘅，呢个咧就连喺呢个嘅厨房嘅门口，呢个咧就系连喺我同埋太太嘅睡房门口，唔系我叫佢画嘅，帮佢自己画嘅。呢个咧就话厨房细路仔唔准入嘅。呢幅图画
系 ，aren't they beautiful pictures？
呢幅图画咧就系。一个汉堡包，我谂佢系去地铁站咧睇睇嚟。呢、这个汉堡包呢个系饮嘅嘢，就系话喺爸爸妈妈房咧系唔准饮嘢，唔准食嘢。起初我唔知道原先点解，但后来咧就发觉咧，即系原来佢嘅手册咧就有三，即系每个礼拜都要 tick 嘅，有三个选择，一系就 tick， 一系就圆圈，一系交叉。tick 就好啦，交叉就唔好啦，圆圈就麻麻地。咁佢咧就打交叉个圆圈，咁然后有幅图画。我觉得即系其实毕加索嘅画都系差唔多，尤其是佢晚年嘅图画啊，即系事实上我即系起初唔系好睇得起毕加索，因为佢画啲画好似我仔咁。不过后来当我睇翻佢初期嘅画咧，我发觉哇，原来佢真系识画画，佢真系识画画，即系起初好靓嘅，即系对于我嚟讲嗰个靓观念咧，就系话好似一幅相嘅就系靓啦。但是如果是似幅相嘅，就百几蚊个相机都可以，即系影得靓过佢啦。咁即系画画系做咩咧？咁我发觉啊，原慢慢咧欣赏翻毕加索，佢系晚年即系嗰啲咁乌里单刀嘅图画，原来都有啲意思嘅。Well, anyway， 即系讲到呢度咧，就系即系本来呢啲图画好简单嘅，但系我家姐咧前两个礼拜嚟嘅时候咧，佢喺度写咗几个字。No kids allowed. No kids allowed. 但是呢，即我觉得对于我仔来讲，这幅图画已经很足够了，是吧？ No kids allowed, 他根本不懂看。现在他学着 ABC, 但是即他不知道是什么意思。当我即看回这幅画的时候，我就觉得今天的教会很多时候会不会是这样呢？即当信徒需要图画的时候，我们就给一些文字他。 咁呢啲咁咪夠咯，係嘛？即係即係好似啊 Dr. Foster 佢咁即係講啲好簡單嘢，咁我哋 get 到 message 啊。咁大家就好多時我哋就即係 confuse them with 一啲佢哋唔明白嘅嘢。所以即係呢個亦都係我即係 appreciate， 即係欣賞 Dr. Foster 佢呢兩晚嗰個嘅表達。因為即係聖經話有又話啲道路係正直嘅，係好 straightforward 嘅。只不過係人咧，人嘅心咧係有好多詭詐，好多嘅扭曲，我哋加咗好多嘅嘢。所以即係簡單嚟講，即係喺呢兩晚裏邊，我即係所得到個信息咧，即係我諗即係正如佢一本著作講嘅 freedom of simplicity， 即係簡單嘅自由，簡單嘅自由。我懷疑其實一切重要嘅嘢咧，真正重要嘅嘢咧，其實都係好簡單，唔係好自由。不過好多時候我哋將佢嚟到去複雜化，我哋寫稿嘅時候，我哋成日都咁嘲笑自己，將簡單嘅複雜化，咁人哋睇到一頭煙嘅時候就話你寫得好。其實即係如果我哋係識游水，我哋識踩單車，甚至我哋識揸車嘅話咧，其實呢啲嘢對於我嚟講都係好簡單嘅。但係如果要你嚟去寫本書教人點游水、教人點踩單車嘅時候，我發好難寫。所以昨晚我聽見個回應嘅時候，陳太回應話：即係咩？下鬧於神嘅存在之中啊 ，anchoring in the being of God， 或者係 soak in the love of God， 或者即係浸淫喺神嘅愛裏邊。即係其實我哋都係想用一啲字嚟去解釋嗰啲根本，即係如果你識嘅時候，其實好簡單嘅嘢嚟嘅嚇，好簡單嘅。我諗其實呢個即係 Dr. Foster 想，即係我自己接收到就係佢想即係convey 一個 message 就係呢樣嘢。咁而我咧就好即系欣賞，即系 Foster 喺呢方面嘅功夫，即系話佢好成功地咧，即系講出即系一啲係好難講嘅嘢，但係好簡單嘅。所以即系喺嗰個總括嚟講咧，即系我覺得即系呢兩晚我所聽到咧就係話，即係其實我哋禱告同我生活咧，即係琴晚其實我記得問過一個問題就係話，即係禱告同埋生活嘅關係。我記得 Dr. Foster 佢咧就話：禱告同埋生活係唔係 additional 嘅？禱告唔係 additional 嘅，唔係附加嘅，係 integrated 嘅，即係將我哋即係好多嘅唔同嘅嘢咧，唔同即係生活唔同嘅範疇咧，係即係搞翻調和嘅一啲咁嘅嘢，唔係兩樣嘢係一樣嘢，或者係兩個層次嘅嘢係同時間嚟發生啊。所以即係呢個亦都係話，一係你就時常禱告。一是其實你從來都沒有禱告過，即是比較 是抽象一些，就是說這個是一個 either always or never 的東西。一是你有時時禱告，一是你根本就沒有禱告過，即是 even 在你跪低禱告的時候其實都不是禱告的，即是我自己是聽到這樣的東西。所以保羅說你們要時時喜樂，不住去禱告，凡事謝恩，因為這個是神在基督耶穌裡面向我們所定的旨意。當我睇呢段嘅，即係諗起呢段聖經嘅時候咧，我唯一諗到比較接近呢段聖經嘅生活模式咧，就係奧古斯丁嘅懺悔錄。其實我唔係好中意懺悔錄呢個嘅翻譯啊，因為 confession 唔係懺悔咁負面，係一種自我否反啊。如果大家睇過即係奧古斯丁嘅懺悔錄嘅時候咧，你會發覺有一個特徵啊，就係話裏邊嘅每一句説話，即係 either 即係一係佢就係向神嚟到講嘅。一系咧，佢咧就系喺神面前嚟讲。一系 either he says to God or he says in the presence of God。所以我谂呢个就系祷告同埋生活，我谂最重要嘅嘢。咁我谂听咗大堆嘅时候，我谂因为其实听到对于我嚟讲系太复杂啦。咁變咗咧，就有時我哋有傾向，就係聽咗之後，我哋就要嚟識得。咁我就記得曾經有一次，我哋同班同事一齊去食飯，咁咧就一坐低嘅時候，我就傾食啲咩嘢。咁咧就傾一大輪咧，就結果咧就決定咗食啲咩嘢啦。咁我哋就繼續傾偈。咁但係傾咗好耐咧，就發覺啲點解啲餸咁耐仲未嚟嘅咧？咁原來咧發覺咧，我哋根本未叫餸嘅。我哋傾過要食咩，但係我哋冇叫嘅。嗰個係一真見亦都好好笑，但係即係好多時會唔會我哋基督徒成日聽個禮拜聽到，有時一啲猛人嚟到講嘅時候，我哋就又聽啲聚會， 我听咗之后就啊，以为我哋就搞掂咗，其实未落单啊。我谂，所以我谂即系听嘅过程里面咧，即系求神即系俾我一个谦卑嘅心，即系话真系能够好似门徒咁向主话：主啊，教我们祷告。因为实在即系如果我哋真正问自己，我哋真系唔识祷告。我想回应系咁多。
Have me answer a few of the questions that are here now.
或者让我喺呢个时候就回答少少嘅问题。
And then we'll see if we have an opportunity to add any more.
或者让我睇出，然后就睇下有冇机会再去加上多啲。
First, just let me say how much I appreciate what Stephen said.
或者我首先我真系对刚才回应嘅讲完啊，许先生嗰种嘅分享我好欣赏。
Especially about the simplicity of being a child as we pray.
里面特别当我好似一个细路仔咁单纯向上帝祈祷呢样嘢系好重要。
Because once it gets clear to us that prayer is something to learn, the temptation is to make it complicated.
即系当我哋发觉原来祈祷系呢样嘢我要学嘅时候，我哋好容易有个危机就系将呢样嘢复杂化。
Because you see, that's what we've been taught. Learning means being complicated.
因为好多时候我哋所成长里面经验就系要学嘢就一定要复杂。
But it doesn't have to be that way.
但系祈祷唔一定系咁样。
Learning can be simple.
我哋可以学嘢就系好简单学。
Again, the reason God answers prayer is because His children ask.
我哋发现就系上帝去回应祈祷，就因为系佢嘅儿女问问题。
I mean, it is as simple as that.
好简单嘅原因。
I wish I could make it complicated for those of you who like it difficult.
如果边个中意复杂啲，我可以整得复杂啲嘅。
We learn to come to God like a little child.
我哋好似细路仔一样去到主嘅面前。
And that's the way it will be with us all of our lives.
我哋一生里面都要咁样去保持呢样嘢。
And then Stephen had mentioned something about prayer all of the time.
然后我哋嘅回应讲完，讲到我哋时常嘅祈祷。
And that's the topic that I'll work on when we meet next Sunday night.
啊，当我星期日一齐嘅时候，我哋讲下时常祈祷系点样嘅。
So I hope you can come.
啊，咁我只系有少少回应。
I wanted first just to have Samuel read this because I thought this isn't so much a question as it is a teaching, and I'd like us to receive that teaching.
嗱，我手上面一张纸咧，就唔止可能好似一个问题，更加可能系一个教导嚟嘅。咁呢张纸系咁样讲啊，佢话咧，我觉得咧，神嘅爱咧，对我嚟讲咧，好似对我哋嚟讲咧，好似一份嘅火一样，燃烧嘅火一样。当我哋离开佢嘅时候咧，我哋咧就系因为当我哋同佢远离嘅时候咧，我哋可能因为呢个火嘅嗰种嘅能量、嗰种嘅能力咧，我哋去惊嘅。但系咧，我哋如果能够学习有少少嘅信心去走埋去嘅时候咧，咁我哋咧就咧系令我哋能够去到喺里面嘅时候咧，我哋就能有一种好大嘅被吸引嘅感觉。当我哋喺呢个火里面嘅时候咧，即系喺佢个好似爱里面，好似火一样嘅爱里面咧，佢就能够将我哋好多里面嗰个嘅我哋嗰种嘅。本能性的智慧性对自己的看法啊等等或者我里面的罪疚呢完全的去做消尽。最后呢我们就能够成为这个爱火的一部分。而且呢也都成为一个的那个爱火的火焰能够呢去到帮助我们呢一路温暖直到永恒里面。
I just wanted to tell you a little story about fire.
或者我跟大家讲一下一个关于火的故事。
It's about a Christian,A long time ago, in about the 4th century,
是第四世纪的时候，一个基督徒的事迹。
His name was Abba Joseph.
这个是一个的教父，一个即系好有领袖的一个叫 Joseph.
He was one of the Desert Fathers.
是一个的其中一个修士嚟嘅。
And a disciple came up to him and said this.
有一个佢嘅学生到佢面前同佢咁讲。
He said, "Abba Joseph, as I am able, I keep my little rule."
喺你面前话俾修士呢一个约瑟咁讲噶啦，我嘅学生话我能够去守我嗰啲嘅律例嘅。
And I keep my little prayer and I keep my little fast。
我能够去保持我自己嗰种嘅单单少少嘅规则啦、禁食啦，甚至我嘅祈祷。
And Abba Joseph, as I am able, I keep my mind clean from impure thoughts。
喺里面甚至我能够保持我嘅思想唔俾嗰啲不洁嘅嗰啲嘅思念咧出入嚟。
And I keep my heart pure from unclean intents。
喺里面我嘅心能够纯正，唔会有嗰啲唔好嘅意念进入嚟。
He said, "Abba Joseph, what more should I do?"
我样都做咗啲啦，咁我仲需要做啲咩咧？咁。
And Abba Joseph stood up。
于是嗰个嘅约瑟呢位嘅修士就企起身。
And he reached his hands to the heavens。
然后佢伸出嘅手向天上面去。
And all 10 fingers became lamps of fire.
然后呢一个嘅十嘅手指变咗好似火一样。
And Abba Joseph said, "Why not be totally changed into fire?"
点解你唔喺呢一个嘅火里面经历一个完全嘅改变呢？
It's a good question, isn't it?
呢个就系一个好嘅问题。
And it makes us think.
呢就令我哋去谂嘢。
Because fire does many things.
因为火能够做好多样嘅事情。
Fire purifies.
因为火能够炼净我哋嘅心。
The first verse that I ever memorized as a brand new Christian was not John 3:16.
当我成为啱啱成为基督徒嘅时候，我第一句记得嘅经节唔系约翰福音三十六节。
It was 1 Peter 1:7, and here's what it says.
喺呢一个系约第一前书第一章第七节咁样讲。
That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire.
呢一个经过火而炼净嘅信心，比金更宝贵。
Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣再降临嘅时候，我能够喺嗰个嘅赞叹嗰种嘅荣耀里面，能够被主去接纳。
Now that verse meant a lot to me.
呢一句经节喺我心里面对我好有意义。
Because during those years, my mother and father were both dying.
喺因为嗰年里面，我嘅父母相继离去。
And so fire can purify.
原来呢一个火能够去净化我哋。
And fire.Also can talk about the great intimacy that we can have with God.
原来呢个火亦都提醒我哋，我哋能够同神有嗰种好宝贵亲密嘅关系。
There's an old writer called Richard Rohr who wrote a book called The Fire of Divine Love.
喺里面一个嘅作者，佢就话写一本书叫做呢一个嘅神圣嘅爱嘅火。
And he described how he would have experiences of prayer, and it was like his heart was on fire.
当佢讲到自己呢个祈祷嘅时候，好似个心里面被火焚烧一样。
And he'd reach down to make sure it wasn't literally burning.
于是佢用揿住佢系咪一个心都被烧咗。
And then he realized it was the love of God burning.
然后佢感受到原来系神嘅爱去令到个心火热起上嚟。
And fire can also compel us into mission.
而呢一个嘅火亦都能够去推使我哋去到。承担呢个差宣教嘅使命。
You remember what Jeremiah said?
我睇到呢一个耶利米点样讲。
He said he tried to stop preaching.
佢想停止唔讲道。
But he said God's word was buried in him.
佢睇见神嘅话语喺佢心里面。
Like a fire shut up in his bones.
好似一个火喺佢骨里面一样。
And he was weary with holding it in, and he had to speak.
佢唔能够再制止，佢要去讲出嚟。
There's a wonderful story about a group of Christians in 1657.
喺呢个嘅1615年嘅时候，1655年
，they had boarded a little vessel, a little sailing vessel to sail from England to America。
啊，当时佢哋有一只船咧，由呢一个嘅英国要去到美国地方。
The sailing vessel was called the Woodhouse。
嗰只船有个名。
And they went down the coast of England until they got to a southern port。
他们在那个沿着那个英国的岸边落到去南边的地方。
And the ship docked to make repairs before it would make that a dangerous journey across the ocean.
他就在泊在船里面去做一些修理，然后他就先出发去美国地方。
And while the ship was being repaired, the Christians that were on the ship did not stay there. They fanned out into all of the villages.
当日船在被修理的时候，这个信徒就不在船上面，他们走到周围的村里面。
And they were preaching the gospel and evangelizing everywhere.
然后他们去传道，去领很多人来归主。
And we know that they did that because of what was in the log book of the ship's captain.
因为那个船长那本的记事簿里面记载了这件事。
He said the servants of Christ were not idle.
因为他说这个神的仆人是不会闲懒的。
They gathered sticks.
在里面他会拿一些柴
Built a fire,
会燃起一个火上来
and left it burning.
让它继续的燃烧
That's what we're to do.
这个就是我们基督徒要做的事情
The fire of God within us.
神的我们里面有一种火热的心为神的事情
Now here is a question or a series of questions that I think is very helpful. Oh, you might look at a couple of these that I couldn't read.
Which one?
Any of these that I can't read. These were some good questions that were very practical. For example, this person asked, what books from the Bible do I use in daily devotion?
这个问题很实在，他问我们的党员，他用哪本圣经做他的灵修，每日的灵修。
I like to use first the Psalms.
首先我喜欢用是诗篇。
The Psalms is the prayer book of the church.
因为这个的诗篇是教会祈祷的书。
And so I try to pray the Psalms.
所以我们按照这个诗篇去祈祷的。
That is, I might read a phrase or a sentence of a Psalm and allow that to lead me into prayers.
于是我会读一些诗篇的经节的句，然后我读完的时候，按照这个经节里面，我去进入祈祷里面。
I might read, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
在里面，我可能会赞美神是伟大的，神是值得去受赞美的。
And that will lead me to praise God and honor God and glorify God.
这个诗篇的经节会带领我去敬拜神、赞美神。
Do you get the idea?
大家有没有摸到这个意思呢？
And then I like to use the Gospels.
第二样嘢我喜欢用是用福音书。
Right now I'm working through the Gospel of John.
现在我是睇紧约翰福音。
And I'm doing a kind of fun little thing in which I'm reading one of the Gospels and then reading one of the Epistles and then going to another Gospel and then an Epistle and a Gospel and an Epistle.
我是跟住睇下一卷嘅福音书，然后一卷嘅书信，一卷嘅福音书，一卷嘅书信。
And that way, when I'm through the whole New Testament, I will have read the four Gospels a number of times.
当我睇完成本新约嘅时候咧，我睇咗福音书有几次噶啦。
And I do that for a reason.
我咁样做有原因嘅。
I want the life of Christ.To be prominent and to penetrate my life.
我希望耶稣基督生命完全喺我面前好明显，但系亦都系进入我生命里面。
And I try to soak myself in the Gospels.
我希望将自己完全浸淫喺呢个福音书嘅内容里面。
Then just for variety and fun, I like to read some of the personalities of the Old Testament.
有时我系有啲嘅转，即系转变一下，试下睇下圣经里面嗰啲关于嗰啲嘅唔同嘅人啊事啊。
They were real characters, you know.
因为里面有好多好有性格嘅人喺度。
And you learn a lot.
我哋从呢啲唔同嘅人物学到好多嘢。
Especially if you think of them as human beings.
当你谂下呢啲圣经人物系人嚟嘅时候咧，就好易学噶啦。
People who would get mad at God.
有啲人咧，佢会对神咧去发脾气嘅。
There's one passage in Jeremiah where one translation says this. Jeremiah says to God, "You've seduced me, God. You've tricked me."
喺里面有一个嘅耶利米书里面有一节里面嘅翻译就话：上帝，你整蛊我咁。
You have to be on pretty good terms with God if you're going to say that.
如果你夠膽能夠同神咁樣講嘢咧，你同神嘅關係都幾好嘅。
It's things like that.
啊，原來講嘢就係咁樣噶啦。呢個問題就係話，究竟我哋祈禱嘅對象係邊位？係神啦，定係主耶穌？有啲人咧，佢祈禱嘅時候就話主啊，神啊，有啲就主耶穌啊咁。
Well, that's a good question.
呢個係一個好嘅問題。
What we want to say about it is that we are praying to God.Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
其实我哋祈祷系向呢位三位一体嘅上帝祈祷，系圣父、圣子、圣灵咁样祈祷。
That is the great doctrine of the Trinity.
呢个就系一个好伟大嘅教义，三位一体嘅教义。
And sometimes we might specify a prayer to one member of the Trinity.
有时我哋会喺呢个三位一体里面，我哋特别去对其中一位嘅位格，我哋好特别嘅向佢祈祷。
It is not wrong to do that because sometimes that fits the kind of character of the prayer that we have.
咁样有时我哋咁样做咧，都未必系错，因为我哋专注咗某其中一个位格嗰个特别嘅地方。
But even then, we are aware that we're praying to all members of the.
就算我哋咁样做，其实我哋对紧呢个三位一体嘅上帝嚟到祈祷嘅。
Some of the old writers said that they could distinguish between prayer with conversation with God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit.
有啲嘅著作，佢哋嗰啲嘅作者，佢咁样讲，佢好能够。分到几时同系圣父沟通紧，几时同圣子沟通紧，几时同圣灵沟通紧。
I have never had that experience.
我暂时未学到呢样嘢。
I don't know what they mean. I mean,
其实我睇完我都唔系好掌握到佢讲紧啲乜嘢嘅。
Do they have different accents or something?
或者有唔同嘅音啊，唔同嘅重音啊，等等唔定。
I just know that God loves us and Jesus loves us. The Spirit wants to empower us, and our prayers can flow freely in that.
我只系知道圣父、圣子、圣灵都好爱我哋，只要我哋好自由去祈祷，佢嘅能力、佢嘅爱会临到我哋当中。
I think that's. Do you have anything you want to add?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. When this question is that when I feel tired, I find it difficult to formulate any sensible words to pray to God.But at that time, God will give me some strange language that I don't know. But I use that to pray. What's your opinion?
Oh, this is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
there is a lot of differences of opinion about this particular question.
其實對於呢個問題，如果呢個問題牽涉到方言嘅祈禱咧，就有唔同嘅一啲嘅意見啊睇法。
And I certainly don't want to do anything that would offend a position that is very important to you.
我唔想做任何嘢令到你覺得你嘅立場或者你嘅睇法被挑戰嘅。
If I understand the question, it is about praying in what the Bible calls tongues or glossolalia.
如果我對呢個問題嘅瞭解就係話咧，你嗰位問題嘅弟兄姊妹，佢可能係問緊我哋係咪喺嗰種嘅方言嘅祈禱。
That is described in Ephesians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and Romans chapter 12 as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
因為嗰度係以弗所書第四章呢個哥林多前書十二章羅馬書十二章裏面講到咧，呢個係神俾我哋嘅其中一個恩賜嚟嘅。
It is listed as one of the lesser gifts.
但係呢個唔係一個最大嘅恩賜。
But it is certainly listed as a gift of the Spirit.
但係喺嗰個恩賜嘅名單當中係恩賜嚟嘅。
There are some Christians that feel that particular charism of the Spirit.Was given for the church for a particular time, but not for today.
無可否認喺教會有啲人覺得就係神俾教會呢一種嘅恩賜，有係只係喺歷史裏面某一個階段出現，有人咁樣睇法。
There are others who feel that it is for all Christians at all times.
但係有啲人佢覺得呢一個嘅恩賜嘅事情係俾所有時代所有嘅基督徒嘅。
I personally do not see any strong rationale for saying that it.Ended.
在裡面我似乎不是很找到很足夠的理由去支持，就說這個的恩賜已經是到一個中斷了的階段裡面。
And I think that the reason that it has caused difficulty is that there have been excesses that haven't been healthy.
在裡面我發覺引來這個爭論的原因，因為有些表達呢，關於這個恩賜的表達呢，是不是很健康地表達出來。
Some people have elevated it.Far beyond what it should be.
有啲人將呢個恩賜過分嘅抬舉過咗應該有嘅地方個位置。
And sometimes there's been teaching that is not very helpful in this area.
有時有啲係對於呢方面嘅教導唔得，係好全面嘅教導。
And it has caused divisions and splits in churches.
亦引致教會有嗰種嘅分裂嘅現象出現。
But I think that if we understand it as one of the gifts, not It doesn't make us any more important or anything else, but just as one of the ways that we can pray and approach God, that it can be useful to some Christians.
如果我哋認定呢一個係只係恩賜其中一樣嘢，亦都係我哋可以去祈禱嘅其中一個途徑，或者會對某啲基督徒係有幫助，咁我哋覺得呢個唔係一個好需要爭論嘅問題。
But most of all, we want to have grace and mercy with one another.
但我哋最重要就係我哋彼此有嗰種嘅恩慈憐憫喺裏面。
If this is an area that you do not feel right about,
如果呢一個係一個你覺得唔係幾容易去即係處理嘅一個範圍嘅時候咧
，Don't worry. There are plenty of other areas that you can work with God in, and He'll bless you.
你唔需要太過介意呢，因為仲有好多個範圍你可以彼此即一齊都去成為弟兄姊妹，或者你去睇神嘅事情。
So we should just live with one another.
我哋學習彼此嘅接納。一齊嘅生活。
Try to. Okay. Samuel was just mentioning that maybe we misunderstood and we could have answered much easier without getting into this naughty problem.
因為呢個問題都可能唔係一定係牽涉到方言嘅問題，所以就容易答啲啊。
That the question was really about and if it isn't the intent of the question, it's a good question to answer when we.Don't quite know the words to say when we pray.
即係如果呢個問題嘅，如果個意思嘅話咧，我亦都唔知點樣向神祈禱，唔知點表達嘅時候咧。
I had a dear man who loved God with all of his heart, but he could never verbalize a prayer.
我意思係人佢對神好有真係嗰種真誠嘅愛，但係佢講唔出嚟，唔識講嘅。
And so I met with him for several weeks, just the two of us.
我上次同佢有幾個禮拜一齊，我就係我哋兩個一齊。
And we would talk about what he was interested in and what happened and what he cared about.
喺裏面就問下呢個人佢喜歡啲乜嘢，佢有興趣啲乜嘢，大家傾偈。
And then I said to him, "Now let's pray about those things, but not by speaking. Let's just do it in silence."
然後我就同呢個朋友講嘅話，我哋去祈禱，不過我哋唔好用口講嘢，我哋喺靜默當中將我哋講嘅嘢向神祈禱。
And after a few weeks of doing that. I said to him, Now tonight, I think it's time for you to break the sound barrier.
咁原來經過幾個禮拜咁樣嘅嘗試之後，就話好，今晚輪到你咧，試下去發聲音去祈禱啦。
I think it would be helpful for you to pray out loud.
你咁樣去做就或者會對你嘅祈禱有幫助。
And I said to him, if you cannot think of anything else, I'm going to give you a really good prayer.
如果你諗唔到任何嘢去祈禱上，我俾一樣嘢你能夠去做一個好嘅祈禱嘅。
And here it is.
呢個就係一樣嘢。
Thank you.
就係多謝主。
That's a good prayer.
於是呢個就係一個好嘅祈禱。
God loves that prayer.
上帝好喜歡呢一種嘅祈禱。
Just say thank you.
淨係向主話主啊，多謝你已經好好。
真正傳播係一所非牟利基督教傳播機構。我哋嘅意象係透過多媒體製作、網絡同埋文字事工，叫無數嘅華人都能夠認識基督信仰，並且成為基督嘅門徒，榮神益人。感謝神，機構每年嘅經費同埋製作開支，神一直透過教會同埋信徒供應我哋。如果你認同我哋嘅意象，我哋誠意邀請你透過奉獻作為我哋嘅事工夥伴，好讓我哋能夠繼續盡心製作緊貼時代需要的產品，為大家帶來生命的改變和轉化。歡迎你致電2409-1233，或者瀏覽機構的網頁 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉獻和支持我們的方法。願神賜福給你。